Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3, AM 1071, Saturday afternoon. It's a Sideline View. Time to talk a bit of golf. And when we talk golf, we talk to an old mate of mine and 3RW's Mark Allen. Marcus, good afternoon. How are you?
Good on you, Jono. Nice to speak with you, and plenty happening in the world of golf.
Why did I say Marcus? It should be Marco. That's what we used to call you. How are you? Hey, mate, plenty happening in the world of golf. Well, let's kick off with that. We have an Open champion. His name is Cam Smith. Great performance.
Yeah, and now he's a rock star of the world of golf. Gone straight to number two in the world. He's already won the Players' Championship this year, and he also won the Tournament of Champions. That's the one in Hawaii at the start of the year. So he's won $9.5 million. But more importantly, he's already capped off a Hall of Fame golf career. You know, you win the Players' Championship and you win the Open Championship at St Andrews. That's good enough. If you do that in 1 year, that's good enough to have a Hall of Fame career. And that's where he's going to end up. And that back nine explosion, you know, from the 10th hole onwards was ridiculous. His putt around the road hole bunker on 17 will go into golf folklore. And then, you know, for me, for all that to happen, and for him to stand on the 72nd hole and aim anywhere near down the right, down there with the out of bounds on the right, you know, he was risking becoming a punchline of golf, a bit like John Vandervelde. Remember him in 1999, he needed a six to win, he made a triple bogey. If he slips up aiming down the right-hand side, and he aimed down the right with a little fade, mind you, if it goes out of bounds, something goes wrong, you know, it's a disaster. But he had the stones to be able to do that. So in my view, what he's accomplished is something very, very special.
Have you played the old course at St Andrews?
Yeah, it's an incredible place. Unfortunately, I played it when it was a bit wet. So what we saw on the television last week was a golf course playing exactly the way it was intended, which means that, you know, there was a real bounce, not only on the greens, but on the fairways. And the golf, you know, the greens were running very, very well. And, you know, it made golf, especially that kind of golf, links golf, it made it look really interesting on the screens. Now, links golf is always interesting. If you've ever had the pleasure of going over there and playing, it's different to what we play, and it's great fun. But the way we saw it play on the TV, I reckon if you'd never seen golf before, watching what was going on there, you go, I wouldn't mind having a crack at that, because it looked like it was great fun.
Let's talk about Mr. Smith, and let's talk about one white shark, Greg Norman.
Yep.
Is he going to go off to this Saudi Rebel Tour, do you think, Cam Smith?
Yeah, I think so. Well, look, I don't know, but if I'm if you gave me $100 to spend and bet either way, then I'm going to say he is. This is where we're at with this, Jono. The Saudis aren't going away. This isn't a little test they're doing. They want to be around for 50 years, and they've got a bottomless pit of cash. Bottomless pit. So most people, and particularly the management, so all the managers of all the golfers, they're at a point now, and I can tell you this, where they think that the PGA Tour and LIV Golf will eventually be able to sit in the same room and all work together. Now, that might be in tournaments that go around the world, and they've got these planned for October, November, December. There is an international series of events that the PGA Tour have now announced. So that's where I think it's going to fall. But once they're all together, then the sign-on bonuses, they will finish. It's all over.
Yep.
So for people like McIlroy and Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman and Adam Scott, if they don't take the sign-on bonus now, when they're all in the same room and working together, that sign-on bonus won't be there anymore, and they'll just be stuck with the money. So I ask you, if you were Mark Leishman or if you were Cameron Smith and somebody... Well, let's just go with Cameron Smith, because last week he was worth $70 million, now he's worth $150 million plus as a sign-on bonus, as number two in the world in the Open champ. Would you take $150 million US dollars to go across and then play for some extraordinary prize money?
I may.
Yeah, I reckon I would too. So, especially knowing that what we think is going to happen, in all likelihood, is that there are just too many players will go across And the money will be just too great. And that money, by the way, benefits all of golf, not just the best players. It really helps all the other tours and everything else. Like, the flow on would be enormous.
Tell me, when you were a professional golfer, did you have much to do with Greg Norman? Do you know him at all?
Yeah, just a little bit. Greg was always good to me. You know, he probably didn't get along with his rivals at the time. You know, Ian Stanley and Terry Gale and, you know, Peter Senior. They probably didn't get along, but they were his rivals. They were the players that he was butting heads with week after week when he came back to Australia. And a lot of those players were a little bit dirty that he was getting appearance money as well. So just some background on that. Greg Norman, when he was number one in the world, he would play in a tournament in America. He'd win $180,000 US first place. And then at the end of the year, he would look at the books and go, hang on a second, I won $180,000, but the tournament made $4 million. And they used my name on the poster. And they used my name to sell the tickets. And they used my name to get a TV deal. That's not right. Yep. So I understand Greg's thinking. But when he came back to Australia, because they didn't have a no appearance money deal, Greg was getting his fair whack. And that's why he came back and played so many events. And I understand both ways. But the PGA Tour, the top tour, they've got a lot of mouths to feed. You know, they've got secondary tours, champions tours, South American now, Canadian, and now that they're partners with the DP World Tour or the old European Tour, lots of tours, you know, lots of them, that money will be distributed. And that's the benefit. And that's why, I think, in reality, that's why the PGA Tour is angry at these other players moving away, because they've looked after so many golfers for so long.
Mate, we're just about out of time. We try and make this a live and local sports show, so let's touch base quickly on Lucas Herbert. Top 15 at the Open. I think he's in the top 50 in the world now or thereabouts. He's going along all right as the boy from Nyanga Park Golf Club here in Bendigo.
He's a star, and I really rate him. And, you know, he's just been announced that he is coming back to play in the Australian Open at Victoria Golf Club and Kingston Heath Golf Club. And he's going to be one of the favourites there. I like him as a bloke. I love his game. And if things keep tracking the way they're going, then I think we're going to find him in the top 10 in the world of golf at some stage in his career. And that would be a mighty effort coming all the way from Bendigo.
Hey, by the way, last one, because I saw that this morning in the paper as well. Why are they playing the Australian Open at two different tracks, two different courses?
Yeah, they're doing it because for the first time ever, there's going to be men and women at the Australian Open. So they need two courses for all the players. I think there's going to be 140 in each field. So they need two golf courses on Thursday and Friday, rounds one and two, just to spread out the field. And then there'll be another cut on Saturday afternoon, which I'm not rapt about. But then on Sunday, just the best 30-odd players from men and women will contest for the Australian Open tournament. So something new. I think both clubs, Victoria and Kingston, if you've never seen them, make sure you buy a ticket this year. Get down and have a look at two magnificent places.
Where's the final round, Kingston Heath or Victoria?
Yeah, at Victoria. So Victoria are the main host, but the Kingston Heath Golf Club will step in and just help out on rounds one and two.
What's that tournament in the States they play in, the South Course and the North Course or something like that? Isn't there one?
Yeah, that's at Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines, they
play a huge tournament there at Torrey Pines each year, and it's the same sort of thing. That's quite a big field as well. I think there's about, I'm going to guess, and say there's 180 play there. It's north and south. So you play one north, one south, and then both back to the, I think it's the north course, don't know, maybe the south course for the weekend. So same sort of structure.
Marco, thanks for your time as per usual. Well done to Lucas Herbert, top 15, but very, very, very well done to Cam Smith. And I'll try and get to Melbourne. Love walking those sandbelt courses, and no doubt you can get me some of those VIP, what are they called, in the rope tickets as well.
Yeah, well, that little short backswing of yours would be just perfect for getting around Kingston Heath, I reckon. Perfect.
it's getting short.
See you, mate.
It's getting shorter. All right. It's like a putting stroke these days. Mark Allen, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.